So Chazal said there's an Isser of Yichud. It arises, so this Yichud applies to a married woman. A person cannot be with somebody else's married wife. The Chum extended it, or any woman who's an heir to you, which will include a woman who's a Nida, which most women nowadays have that status. Would not apply to a woman who is not married and not a Nida. Very, not so common nowadays. Midrabanan, that's also us. So, applies to a woman who's Jewish or not Jewish, applies to a man who's not, who's, for a woman, a man who's not Jewish, it applies in all directions. The prohibition bases itself in a, where they're in a situation called, of the, call, the halacha says, called yichud, seclusion. To define that, there are three points which would define that. They're near to each other. So we have two people are in a large field and they're quite distant from each other. We're both driving on a, it's a dark road at night time, and there's a car down the road. I don't have a problem with that. That's, we're not together. Nobody can see what they're doing. So that they have a privacy between the two of them. And they can assume, they can feel comfortable and confident that nobody's going to enter into where they are. If one of these conditions is not there, it's permitted. If they're not near each other, somebody can see them, or somebody can enter, it's not a problem of yichud. So all the terms of yichud are based on these concepts, that somebody can see them, so they're not going to do anything improper, or because somebody can enter. Halacha does recognize the fact that there are certain people that you're not embarrassed from. And even if somebody would enter, the person would still probably do something improper. And sometimes I say people which are, they themselves are not moral people. It's called a porous. That's not going to protect you. A person who's very, they have people which are very, very comfortable with. So certain situations are not going to be mutter. And the issue of yichud applies one man even with two women. It's possible that a man can do something improper with two women and that would not protect him. One woman with two men is permitted. One man with two women is not going to be permitted. More than two women is a machloikis, and we'll talk about some applications of that. Okay, so that's the basic concept of yichud. It has to be these three conditions, and that is, if not all three conditions are there, it's going to be mutter. Have a good morning, and have a good Shabbos.